This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A Rio Dell couple accused of murdering a man who died from burns after a hash lab explosion in their garage. A judge granting a continuance motion in the case of 23-year-old Aaron Michael Moore, 38-year-old David Paul, his wife, 33-year-old Tamara Gail Paul, and Moore, charged with the murder of 21-year-old Xavier Paul Renner, who, along with Moore, was running the Paul's garage as a cannabis extraction lab. The butane-fueled operation exploded in a ball of flames back on November 9th. Renner died from his burns a few weeks later. Moore was arrested on September 6th, the Paul's on September 12th. They are being held now on bail of $1.5 million each. Well, the number of buildings destroyed by this month's California's wildfires has been boosted again, now to 8,400 from 7,700. That is up from nearly 7,000 homes and other structures that were reported destroyed just a day ago by the fires that hit wine country and other areas north of San Francisco. The number of buildings razed was increased as crews inspected damage in hard-hit areas. California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection spokesman Daniel Berlant saying that assessment is nearly done, but the number will rise as the workers get to areas that have been difficult for them to reach. The wildfires broke out October 8th in a large area north of San Francisco, in and around wine country. California's insurance commissioner is saying preliminary estimates of wildfire losses that started October 8th exceed $1 billion, and that figure is expected to rise. The fires killed 42 people. A plea of guilty by reason of insanity for a 20-year-old man and the stabbing of an Arcata man to death in a Valley West apartment 2 years ago. Richard Dean was 18 when the incident took place, in which he allegedly killed Anthony Panucci, whom he didn't know, in October of 2015. Dean was initially declared incompetent to stand trial and was sent to a state hospital for treatment. A hearing date was set for next month, officials saying that he has had a history of mental illness. The North Coast Cal Soap Consortium is sponsoring a series of Cash for College workshops for graduating high school seniors and their families. Financial aid experts will be available to provide free, individual, hands-on assistance with completing the free application for federal student aid. Workshops are on a drop-in basis. They take place in computer labs at local high schools and educational sites in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. The workshops are open to all students. Spanish interpreters will be available at all workshops. Those workshops are the result of a number of years of local community collaboration with college support programs, school counselors, and volunteers in the community. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.